Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, I think we did even break someone over the call.
Yeah, that's right.
As yesterday's idiom discussion, and I'm a little wondering, where does it come from?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Well, actually, this idiom comes from the medieval time. In medieval times, they had a lot of weird and horrible ways of torturing people. So, one of the ways was actually putting people in burning hot coals and raking the coals over them.
Really?
While they were alive, yes.
That's brutal.
So brutal, so horrible.
刚才问了一下 Sam, 昨天我们讲到的 idiom, rake someone over the coal, 它的意思呢非常的简单，表示批评某人或者是处罚某人。那么它的出处在哪？ Sam 跟我解释到呢，这个 idiom 它出处于呢在很久以前的中世纪，当时的那个统治阶级呢为了处罚异教徒呢，把这些人放到一个燃烧的炭火上面进行处罚，非常非常的残忍。这就是我们昨天讲到的 idiom, rake someone over the coals come from.
Yeah, so thankfully today it just means like criticize,
right.
Not really raking coals over, hot burning coals.
Right, 现在我们用那个词组呢，它只是表示一个人对另一个人的批评。Alright, and what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, today's idiom has to do with a kind of race,、
mm-hmm.
but not a typical race.
What kind of race is that?
Today's idiom is rat race.、
Mm.
Rat.Like the little animal, the big mouse,、
mm-hmm.
R-A-T, rat race.
那么今天 idiom 里面两个单词呢非常简单，第一个呢是 rat, 老鼠，第二个呢 race, 比赛，老鼠比赛。I'm thinking, is there a rat Olympic?
Well, you know what, I've seen horse races,、
uh-huh.
dog races, but I've never seen a rat race.
知道呢，有一些赛马、赛狗比赛，但是呢，从来没有听说过老鼠比赛。It's a very strange, very weird race.
Yeah, are they racing for cheese?
Mm-hmm, maybe for some other stuff?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put in the conversation. So what's it means, rat race?
That's a good idea.Hey, Peter, I just want to let you know, today is my last day at this company.
Why?
Why? Well, I am so tired of the rat race. You know what? The company politics, everyone's climbing the ladder, has to get a promotion, the fighting, the poor lighting in this office.
Right?
I mean, everything is horrible. And you know what? I'm so sick of the rat race. I am...Moving to the mountains.
Mountains?
Yes.
Hey, Sam, you're going to be out of your mind.
Nope. In the mountains, I can live off the land.
Uh-huh.
I can build like a log cabin, a wood house. I can just enjoy nature. Be at peace with nature.
Right.
It's going to be so much better than this.
But do you think you can survive with all the technology? And also plus life necessities. How can you do that?
It's true. I do love my iPad.
Yeah.
My big screen TV. Well, you know what? I don't know. That stuff doesn't matter. It's not that important. I just need to get out of here.
All right. You have to think twice before you make the final decision, Sam.
Well, I'm at least going to give it a try, okay?
Yeah.
So
right.
I'm going to give it a year, and if it's wonderful, I'll stay in the mountains. You can come visit me.
All right.
And if it's horrible, okay, well, maybe I'll come back.
Please let me know. It's okay. It's right on my track.And pick you up.
Yeah, I'll give you my GPS coordinates on the mountain.
Okay, no problem. 刚才的对话呢，我们讲到了今天的 idiom rat race， 它的场景是呢 ，Sam 跟我说 ，Peter， 现在呢，我对整个公司呢非常的厌倦，这里面的工作氛围也不好，大家竞争的非常的激烈，拼命的工作呢，都想能够提升自己的职位。对于 Sam 来讲，他特别不喜欢这种工作，所以他跟我说到呢 ，Peter， 今天是我最后一天，他想离职。我跟 Sam 说 ，Sam， 你一定是疯了，因为这个竞争呢到处都存在，你不可能因为这儿的竞争相对的激烈一些呢，你就放弃了。所以呢，我们刚才讲到了一个竞争。非常激烈的环境呢，就可以用我们今天讲到的这个 idiom rat race 表示说非常激烈的这种竞争。所以 Sam 想逃避这种竞争激烈的环境，他想呢逃到一个世外桃源当中，比如说呢住在小木屋里面，跟这个自然呢亲近接触，能够呢完完全全的静下来。我说这没有问题，但是呢没有现代的科技，没有 WiFi， 你如何生存下来？ Sam 想了想之后，哟，也是呢，他是呢离开 iPad 没法生存的一个人，所以呢想想我还要三思而行。只是 Sam 一个非常冲动的一个想法，我想呢他会改变他的主意或改变他的想法的。 所以 Sam 就是 impulsive thinking.
Well, not so much impulsive, no doubt. Being tired of this kind of work situation, it builds up slowly.
Right.
But yeah, you're right though, maybe moving to the mountains is not the best solution.
Right. So the rat race exists almost everywhere, so that's the reality of society.
It is the reality of society, but it especially exists in big cities. In big cities, you live this fast-paced, very busy, very stressful lifestyle.
So could you give us another example using a rat race?
Well, you could imagine that in a company where there's a lot of competition, like a delivery,company, you know, Kuaidi, there's always a new company opening up or, you know, wanting to start a business, or maybe a sales company. You know, these companies are in constant competition.
Right.
So it's just go, 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 busy, busy, busy. Where can you save money? Can you work longer hours?So that just becomes a rat race.
刚才我们讲到了一个人处于一个竞争非常激烈的环境会觉得非常的难受，压力非常的大。第二个例子我们谈到了说在商业环境当中一个商业机会出现了，很多人去竞争这个机会，这种情况下呢也可以用这个 rat race。 比如说 Sam 举到的例子，在快递行业，我们知道在我们生活当中有很多的快递公司为了抢单，他们可能会用不同的方法能够呢 land the customers。
Yeah.
所以这种环境呢也可以叫做 rat race. That's for today's idiom discussion, rat race.
Okay.
And now let's go to the discussion of ideal workplace.
Yeah, you know, I was tired of running the rat race.
Right.
The work conditions were poor.
So
let's continue to talk about that now.
Right. So what environment is a perfect ideal for employees?
Ooh, well, we talked about a wish list, right?
Yes.
So let's continue to talk about whatemployees really would put when, if they could design their own workspace.
Before we go to the wish list or their want and their expectation, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Our first word for hit the books is productivity. Productivity. P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-V-I-T-Y.Productivity.
今天的第一个单词 productivity 翻译成中文是生产力。
Next is the word recruitment. Recruitment. R-E-C-R-U-I-T-M-E-N-T. Recruitment.
第二个单词 recruitment 翻译成中文是招聘，它可以呢招聘员工，同时呢也可以指一个学校呢招学生，也可以用这个单词 recruit student or employees.
Yeah. Next is the word principal.Principle. P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L. Principle.
下一个单词 principle, 这里面呢它是一个形容词，翻译成中文是主要的，首要的。
Next we have the word inspire. Inspire. I-N-S-P-I-R-E. Inspire.
下一个单词是一个动词，翻译成中文是激发一个人的灵感， inspire.
Next we have the word sustainable. Sustainable.S-U-S-T-A-I-N-A-B-L-E, sustainable.
下一个形容词 sustainable. 这个单词呢其实我们原来已经讲过、翻译成中文是可持续性的，是个形容词。
Next is, interesting word, eco-altruism. Eco-altruism. E-C-O-A-L-T-R-U-I-S-M.I-S-M, eco-altruism.
下一个单词看起来有些难，首先呢看看它第一部分是 eco, E-C-O, 它呢是 ecology 的一个简写，翻译成中文是环境，后面的 altruism 它是一个利己主义，合到一起呢是环境利己主义，那么它表示说一个人喜欢自己的环境呢非常的舒服，非常的漂亮。
Yeah. Next is quick fix solution. Three words, quick fix solution. Solution is S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. Quick fix solution.
下一个词组表示说简单有效的一个方法。
Next is biophilic. Biophilic. B-I-O-P-H-I-L-I-C. Biophilic.
下一个单词呢听起来也有些难或者有些抽象，它表示一个人特别热爱自然，热爱生命的一个本性或者一个人的本质。It means...Nature loving.
Alright, that brings us to last, which is white noise. White noise. Noise is N-O-I-S-E, white noise.
最后一个词组 white noise, 翻译成中文是白色的噪音。What is white noise anyway?
Well, Peter, white noise is the noise we use to kind of cover some sort of background noise.
Alright, 那么解释一下什么是 white noise, 白噪音。它是呢用以掩盖令人心烦噪音的这个声音。比如说有的时候呢我们坐在家里面会听到一些很小的一些噪音，有些心烦，但是呢我们可以把收音机或者音响打开，这样的话呢可以把旁边的那些令人心烦的噪音呢可以 cover 掉。So, let's go to part 2 of Ideal Workplace. Please, Sam.
Alright, here we go.With all the noise and visual distractions that open space brings, productivity is reduced unless the primary workspace is balanced by secondary, more enclosed areas for focused concentration. A warning was sounded too for HR departments. Office design is a factor for recruitment, with 20% of survey respondents reporting it impacts on their decision to work for a company. This comes as no surprise to Steve Koster.Principal and Workplace Design Specialist at international design firm Hassell. The way a workplace is designed has an increasingly strong influence on how staff connect and identify not only with their colleagues, but the organization itself, he says. Job hunters, particularly the younger generation, want to work in an environment that inspires and motivates them. Employers need to understand the power office design can have not only in attracting and keeping the best and brightest, but on productivity as a whole. Happy staff are productive staff.
接下来文中提到了一个词叫 productivity, 生产力。我们知道如果办公环境不好，它的噪音特别的大，同时呢员工觉得这个环境呢非常的郁闷，那么对生产力是一个 negative impact, 有个负面的影响。
Yeah, now we started talking about open office spaces yesterday,、
mm-hmm.
and you brought to our attention the smell.
Yeah.
So we can imagine with all these distractions, there's no way our productivity level can go up. It's only going to go down.
Right, 那么刚才 Sam 提到的这些因素呢，都会对我们的生产力呢产生一个负面的影响 ,a negative effect or impact.
Definitely. But it does mention, well, maybe there's the primary workspace, so it's all open, and then there's the secondary workspace.、
Mm-hmm.
That is where we have more enclosed areas. So if you need to、really concentrate on your work, you can go there, get it done.
So there's a way, there's an option we can fix the problem. If we have a separate space for workers who need to focus on their work.、
Right? Yeah, maybe this can make it bearable.To work in this kind of open environment.
Right, 我刚才提到了说在一个非常敞开的工作环境下呢，那么如何解决有些员工需要专注的去工作呢？那么我们可以单独设一些独立的或相对比较封闭的环境，让这些比如需要思考需要单独设计的员工在那进行工作，不然的话大家都混到一起的话，那么整个生产效率是非常的低下。
Now we know that the departments that are in charge of human well-being or the workers' well-beingis the HR department.、
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a warning here for the HR department. The office design is a huge or a pretty big factor for recruitment.
Right, 那么一个办公室的环境呢对于 HR, 我们知道叫人力资源部，他招聘员工的话这是一个很重要的一个因素。如果说新的员工到岗之后发现你的工作环境非常差的话，他可能第二天就会 sorry, this is my first day, also my last day.
yeah.Or if I had your experience, hey, you know what, let's go check out this company, I'll interview. I open the door to the company, boom, I'm hit with a bad smell.
Right.
See everyone working together, I say, okay, maybe we could skip this job interview.
所以呢，对人力资源部来讲，整个办公室的环境，它起到了是否你有吸引力，能够吸引到合适的员工。
So actually a pretty big percentage here. 20% of a survey said that it really will impact their decision to work for a company or not.
Some employees do put some other factor into consideration when they apply for a job.
Yeah.
If the company can provide a decent cafeteria.
Yeah.
Even the room for coffees or refrigerators, all these、equipment or these facilities.
Yeah. And I would say that's especially true with the younger generation.
Yeah.
But you know what? The layout of the office, it's no surprise this has an impact, because actually this man, Steve Koster, he is a designer when it comes to office space. Mm-hmm. He says that a way workplace is designed, it has an increasingly strong influence on how staff connect and identify, not just with their colleagues, but also with the organization they work for.
对一个工作环境呢，不仅仅影响这个员工的工作的情绪，他的生产力，同时呢，对自我的认知也起到了很大的作用。如果说这个环境不好的话，他呢跟别人沟通或联系的效果，或者是这种主动性会有所影响或比较差。
So if you're a job hunter, they mentioned, particularly from the younger generation,You know, you want a workplace that is going to inspire you,、
mm-hmm.
motivate you.
Right.
So if it's all open, it's just chaotic, then work productivity is going to go down. You are not going to be inspired or motivated.
So employees, particularly young employees, prefer working environment which are very attractive, very inspiring, and bright in color.
Yes. So you know what? If you're a company trying to attract the brightest,the smartest, the best employees out there, well then you better have a good work design, otherwise they're going to come in, see this horrible work condition, and go right back out the door.
这边提到了说整个的办公室的环境对于一个招聘的环节起到了很大的一个作用。
So it has a really good saying, happy staff are productive staff.
Right, 本段的最后一句话做一个简单的小的一个 sum up,Happy staff are productive staff.
Yes.
只有高兴的员工才能够迸发出极高的生产率。
But you know, there's another factor we need to take into consideration,、
mm-hmm.
which is going green.
This is second wish list, right?
Yes. So number two on the wish list is going green. And、mm-hmm. here's what the article has to say about it. Just as important is sustainable office design,which is more than merely a matter of eco-altruism, says George Chapa, Green Star Executive Director of Green Building Council of Australia. A sustainable building is good for workers' health too, as well as good for the environment, he says. There are now hundreds of Green Star rated offices around Australia, but too many people still work in office environments that are not healthy, productive,or sustainable. Well, there's no quick fix solution. The Human Spaces report suggests one of the most effective ways of improving work environments and energizing employees is the adoption of biophilic building design. This translates as connecting a building to the natural world in order to enable the occupants to feel and perform better.
今天的第二部分提到了一个话题是 going green, 那么要环保，让大家感觉到生活到一个非常自然非常清新的环境当中。那么提到这一点呢，有一个单词我们必须要提到的是 sustainable, 一定要是可持续的。
Also, it mentions that sustainable office design is more than just a matter of eco-altruism.
So what does it mean, eco-altruism?
Well, eco-altruism here is referring to kind of the way we talk about going green. So, you know, we can promote it, we can talk to people about how great it is, but really it goes more than that.
刚才解释了一下什么叫 eco-altruism, 它翻译成中文是环境利他主义。它的意思呢表示说我们能够尽量的做一些事情让我们的环境能够更加的舒服一些，不仅仅为自己，同时呢也为别人。
It mentions that actually going green or having a sustainable building、
mm-hmm.
is good for workers' health as well as good for the environment.
如果说我们能够做到的 eco-altruism, 它有两个好处，它不仅仅对我们的员工的身体能够起到很大的一个促进作用，第二个呢，对我们的环境有很好的或积极的作用。
Yeah, I think we talked about plants, putting、mm-hmm. more plants in the building. And plants, of course, are so great and necessary for clean air.
那么我们提到了一个例子，就是说办公室里面的一个绿植对我们整个环境的提升能起到一个非常大的作用。比如说原来的办公室呢会觉得非常的单调，那么如果放几个花盆或者说呢几盆花的话呢，整个办公室呢会焕然一新的。
Yeah, because you know, some buildings don't have the proper kind of ventilation,、
mm-hmm.
so we're all breathing each other's breath.
Oh, that's horrible, disgusting.
Carbon dioxide, yeah. So add a bunch of plants in the building, not only does it look great, but it gets rid of our bad breath into clean oxygen. Now, they also go on that in Australia, actually, there are hundreds of Green Star rated offices around the country. But there's still too many people that work in an environment that's not healthy, productive, or sustainable.
在澳大利亚呢，有几百个叫环境评估的公司，他们得出的结论是呢，绝大多数澳大利亚员工对他们的环境呢是非常的不满意，会认为他们的工作环境既不健康，同时呢也不可持续性。
Yep. And you know, when there's a big problem, rarely is there just a quick fix solution.
Mm-hmm.
So like the article mentions, there is no quick fix solution, but it does give us some suggestions of some effective ways we can be more green.
我们已经认识到了我们现在的工作环境的存在的很多的问题，所以呢大家需要找一个 solution, 一个解决的方式。但是呢现实呢没有一个很简单行之有效的方法。So there is no quick fix solution.
No.
但是呢并不是说呢 it is hopeless. We can still do something positive, right?
Yes, we can. And what they want us to do is adopt biophilic building designs.
So what's that mean is biophilic building design?
Well, buildings that really take into account nature, promote kind of that love of nature.
那么提到了一个概念叫 biophilic building design, 是一个贴近自然的一个建筑设计。虽然呢我们在整个的办公室环境不可能做巨大的一个调整，但是呢我们应该想尽办法让我们的办公室跟自然呢能够亲近起来，比如说开窗，比如说摆一些绿植，比如说做一些其他的一些方式能够让我们的环境呢看起来更加的舒服，更加的明亮一些。
Yeah, and that's what it mentions, connecting a building to the natural world.
Right, 它的关键的解释呢是 connecting the building to a natural world, 把这个建筑跟自然界有效的给它融合到一起。
So does that mean like letting a big tree grow right in the middle of our office building?
No, possible.
You know, I have seen a lot of buildings. I look at top and it looks like there's a bunch of plants on the top of the building.
They put some trees on top of the buildings.
Yeah, not just trees, but like bushes and everything, and grass.
Yeah.
And it turns out that that helps to keep the building cool.
Cool
summer. It's kind of a way of insulating the building.
And tomorrow we will mention some, not a quick fix solution, but some solution is doable or workable.
Okay, sounds great.
Time is up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材，我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
Promise that one day I'll be around. I'll keep you safe, I'll keep you sound. Right now it's pretty crazy, and I don't know how to stop or slow it down. Hey, I know there are some things we need to talk about, and I can't stayLet me hold you for a little longer now. Take a piece of my heart and make it all your own. So when we are apart, we'll never be alone. Never be alone.Close your eyes, maybe far but never gone. When you fall asleep tonight, just remember that we lay under the same stars. Hey, I know there are some things we need to talk about, and I can't stayAnd make it all your own. So when we are apart, we'll never be alone.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better thanTell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.